Welcome to The Dog Show, a podcast for dog mums and dads who like to spoil their pups and care for their well-being. I'm your host, Will Blunt, and every week I interview global experts about dog health, nutrition, behaviour, trends, and much more. Let's sink our teeth into this week's episode. This episode of The Dog Show features Sarah and Sam from Frank & Friends Design. Frank & Friends offers handcrafted doghouses and beds inspired by the iconic Brighton Beach in Victoria. They are personalised to every dog and created with high quality materials and fun and unique colour palettes. In the interview, we discuss the process of creating a doghouse so it is both beautiful on the eye, comfortable for your dog, and functional all year round. Sarah and Sam, welcome to The Dog Show. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm really excited to have on. It's actually really fun to do an interview with two people on the other end because often it's just one-on-one, but it creates a different dynamic. So I'm really interested to hear more about your business. But one thing that really attracted me to your business, which is all about dog houses for anyone that hasn't seen it yet, is that you're inspired by your dog, Frankie, and my dog is also named Frankie. Can you tell me a bit more about your dog, Frankie?
Yeah, I mean, God, where do we start with Frankie? Yeah. He is such a little character. Frankie's a miniature dachshund and he's 1 year old. And like you said, he's the inspiration for our brand, Frank & Friends Design.
He's got a massive personality.
Yeah, he's so sassy and has so much attitude. And he's quite smart as well. Like, you know, when he loves the beach, it's one of his favourite places. And, you know, when we're going there, if he sees the beach towels come out, he's already associated the towels with the beach. So, you know, he's jumping around and wagging his tail and barking at us and
pulling the towels.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost as though he knows where he's going when he sees certain lamp points out of the windows. He's up against the window, he's wagging his tail, he's barking, like he's almost human.
Yeah.
I'd say he's literally like having a child.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's definitely got a bit of an only child syndrome, the poor little thing. So we're actually getting a another dachshund tonight, which is exciting. And he'll be named Fergus. So
Fergus, yes, already named. That's good.
Yeah, we're sticking to the F theme, but you'll see lots of spam over the next few weeks on our social pages with Fergus.
Also a new model for the kennels as well.
Yeah.
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 Nice. So do you think Frank's going to be all right with the new dog in the house?
I hope so, because he's not going to have any choice.
He gets a bit jealous, doesn't he? Like he loves being the point of it, like the centre point of attention, but he's really good with other dogs. He's so loving as well, so playful. So I think he's going to grow massively from having Fergus around.
Yeah.
Yeah. In my experience with friends and stuff, which have added a second dog to the household, the older dog often takes that older brother or sister role a little bit and kind of really loves the new puppy coming in. So hopefully it goes well for you.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
So I'm glad you pronounce it dachshund because I've always pronounced it that way. But lots of people call me up and say, "Oh no, it's dachshund," or what? It like there's a few different ways to pronounce that dog name. So
I think it's down to region as well. Like. I've got a few German friends, obviously being English myself, being over in Europe, and they tend to say, you know, a dachshund, or, you know, Americans tend to say doxy. There's lots of different names out there, but dachshund is kind of, you know, the one what we've known anyway.
Mm.
Yeah, and as you said, they've got such big personalities and probably, so you can call them whatever you want.
Pretty much.
So you mentioned that Frankie loved the beach. That's probably an insight into the inspiration behind your dog houses. Do you want to tell me a bit more about how it all started?
Yeah, so it all started really during the 2020 lockdown in Melbourne. So in around September, Sam and I were spending a lot of time over at Brighton Beach. That was kind of in our radius at the time. And, you know, Frankie was quite little at that stage and he just loved it. So we'd spend most afternoons going down to the Brighton Beach boxes. We'd have picnics there, go for a walk. And I guess that was one of the inspirations of the doghouse theme. just because we love the colours and the vibrancy and, you know, all the different houses along there, just, you know, they make you so happy. So that was one of the inspirations. But I guess our second inspiration was that we found a gap in the market when it came to dog houses. So for Frankie in particular, we wanted something that, you know, was strong and sturdy, you know, something that he wasn't going to chew on and kind of rip apart, especially when he was little. He was just chewing on everything. And we also wanted something that was, you know, visually appealing in the backyard. You know, we were always entertaining, and his old plastic kennel, not only had he chewed it up, but it wasn't very good looking. So every time we'd have people over, we'd have to pack it up and put it in the garage. And
put a blanket over it.
Yeah, we'd have to hide it. And, I just said, well, let's just make something. You know, Sam's a carpenter. So we originally, when we started the business, we actually just made one for Frankie just for our own backyard. And that's when sort of our friends and family said, oh, you know, you should start a page about this. And, you know, I would love one of them. So that's what we did. And here we are. We're officially a business.
Yeah.
I was going to say there must have been some skills in there, because I couldn't just go ahead and start building dog houses.
Yeah, it was. It was a bit of playing around. We had a prototype or two, and kind of, you know, we've got the original one in our back garden that we made. We've redone it a little bit to kind of bring it up to date with what we're doing now. Mm. But it's, it was a bit tedious at first, making sure everything was right. And, you know, dogs are a massive priority to us as well, so making sure everything was kind of safe too. But that they are beautiful. They're very different as well.
Mm. Yeah, I think you've done a great job of capturing the essence of what you're talking about with that, the Brighton Beach colours and all of that. When I first saw your dog houses, I was like, there's something nostalgic about this. I just can't put my finger on it. And then when I read about the Brighton Beach, I was like, yeah, that's what it is. That's like, it just really captures that.
And it's kind of close to both of us as well. Not only was it a massive place, like a massive, you know, part of our lockdown where we'd go to exercise and kind of, like we said, take Frankie for walks. It was, we've got Brighton Beach Boxes in the UK as well. So it kind of ties to Australia and the UK, which is kind of nice as well. So
Like you're from the UK, Sam? Or?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I'm Northwest. So all the Brighton Beach Boxes are down south, but, you know, that's where we'd go for domestic holidays back home. Mm-hmm. So it's very reminiscent, definitely.
So how do you create a dog house? What happens from the ground up?
Well, dog houses, I think I'll take this one, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that's for the best.
Dog houses are very much like, you know, like building a human house. It's framework, subfloor, it's got gables, it's all weather sealed, it's got rafters underneath the framework. So it's basically like building a miniature human home, if you want to say. It's the only thing we don't do basically on our dog houses is grow the trees and, you know, cut the timber down ourselves. Everything goes through our hands. So yeah, we get our timber ordered in, and from there on we just start to cut and process and put it together just like a human home.
No ducted air conditioning, I assume, though.
Not yet.
Not quite.
Okay. Not yet.
That'll be the premium, really premium level.
Yeah, the luxe edition.
Exactly.
So what type of, you mentioned timber obviously is the core structure of the doghouse. What other materials are you using to build it?
Everything is more or less timber on the doghouse. Everything, it's all being checked, it's pet friendly. And then on top of that, we kind of give it our own reinforcement. We go over it, make sure it's extra, we treat it ourselves as well, so it's extra protective, waterproof. It's got good breathability, etc. But 99% of it is literally timber.
And how do you make sure it's going to be good in the winter and the summer months, and put up to all the conditions? You mentioned weatherproof as well.
Well, a lot of it, coming from the carpentry background, I've got some kind of insight on how that works. But a lot of the materials, they are first of all treated to some degree. On top of that, we add our own touch, so we marine treat it ourselves as well. So it's got extra protection. All of our paints are exterior paints as well, which gives it that extra protection as well. And then it's all sealed on top, which keeps out any rain, you know, keeps out any wind. But wood is actually a really good kind of insulator. It works well in the summer, keeping the dogs cool, because it's got good breathability, but it's also really good in the summer. Did I just say summer? Sorry. Or did I say winter?
In the summer.
In the summer and in the winter. It's very good in the winter as well for kind of, you know, insulating and keeping the heat in too. So it's a pretty good material to use all around.
I guess we're lucky as well in Australia that the weather doesn't fluctuate, you know, too extreme as it would do in other parts.
Yeah, well, Melbourne's kind of a climate of its own, but it is really good. The kennel's raised up off the ground, so, you know, they are shielded really well from the elements.
So how custom are each doghouse that you're building? Because you mentioned one of the reasons on your website was because Frankie was a strange size and a strange shape, as dachshunds all are, that there wasn't really a doghouse out there for him. So are you customising it for every dog, or is it more so you've just got some set sizes?
Well, we're pretty much customized for every dog. So I guess the beauty about what we do at Frank and Friends is we like to sit down with our client and work out exactly what their dog needs and also the kind of space that they have at their home as well. So for example, with Frankie, you know, a lot of the smaller dog houses were really tall, but they weren't necessarily deep, and he's quite long, even though his miniature is quite long. So, you know, we wanted something that was a little bit deeper for him, not too high, because he felt a bit lost and he'd kind of be sitting in there looking around, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And, you know, with most dachshunds, they do like to be all snuggled up and wrapped up. So, you know, it really depends on the breed, but the benefit of having that sort of customization is we can customize it to any size or shape or anything, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've got, it's not all about the doghouses though as well, Frank and Friends. You've also got the outdoor beds as well, and some human-sized sheds as well, I noticed.
Yeah, so we do the indoor bed frames as well. Again, it's more so about having something that's raised off the floor, so it's good for breathability. It's able to kind of keep that climate for the dog, whether they're inside or outside. The beds can sit outdoors as well. But the beachside storage sheds are one of our sort of custom orders that we've had through a client. So she said, oh my gosh, you know, we love the look of your dog houses, but we don't have a dog. You know, could you make some sort of like storage shed for us, almost like a mini Brighton Beach box? And Sam and I said, sure, you know, we can do that, absolutely. And when we got to their house, they actually had this massive balcony at the back, didn't they?
Yeah.
And we ended up putting four Brighton, you know, storage boxes in a row on their balcony, and it actually looks like Brighton Beach up there.
And they're by Elwood as well, so they're literally
at
the beach and the sea in the background. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's a really nice space.
I imagine there might be some people out there that might want to get both the doghouse and the sheds at some point as well together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely the full set.
Yep.
Yeah, feel free.
I think you found a good spot there. There's definitely a trend at the moment with dog owners wanting to get accessories that are going to add to the decor of their house or the style of their house inside and outside. So
yeah, absolutely.
Certainly in the space you're sitting.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. Well, a lot of people do tend to customize towards their houses themselves. So they will give us, you know, paint colors of their render outside, and we can match it. So it's, you know, it's very much in. It's not just about the dog being comfy and warm to it. It's about it matching their space. Like you said, they love it. Dog owners are crazy nowadays. So
we're one of them. Really. Yeah.
Just out of interest, is Frank an inside or an outside dog?
He's both. So we've got a doggy door here. And when he's at home, he's inside and out. He actually loves being outside, which is why we also wanted a kennel, because at our old house, there was no shelter outside. It was just a little courtyard. So he'd always be out there, and he'd come in covered in rain and, you know, mud, and it was just a bit of a disaster. So that was actually why we did the dog house in the first place, because he needed some sort of shelter out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Is there anything else that people should know about Frank and Friends and the dog houses you guys are making?
I guess the biggest thing with us is, you know, Sam and I make everything ourselves. So we actually do it from our garage, and, you know, we're so grateful for everyone's support, because we've been able to turn Frank and Friends design from a hobby into a business. Mm. And, you know, we do, in terms of, you know, I guess our main point of difference is everything is handcrafted, and, you know, we paint every board, we sand every board, we build it together. And we just absolutely love what we do and meeting all of our clients and their dogs. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Mainly the dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you must meet some cool dogs actually. Yeah. I didn't think of that. Are you exclusive to Melbourne at the moment, or can you ship to other parts of Australia?
We've actually just started Australia-wide shipment, which is very exciting. So we do now deliver across Australia with one of our trusted couriers. Obviously, we are based in Melbourne, so the delivery time is a tad quicker. And the good thing is we get to come and meet you and play with the dog if you are in Melbourne. But otherwise, the turnover is quite quick as well with Australia-wide delivery too.
Cool. How long does it actually take, Sam, you to build one? If it gets purchased today.
So I could probably put a full one together, you know, within a few days. The longest part is just getting a good amount of paint on and, you know, making them look as good as they do. That's the longest part. I'm pretty good with the framework now. I'm kind of used to it. You know, it's muscle memory. It's second nature now, but it's, it can get it put together in a couple of days. Sarah does give me a hand as well. She's my apprentice now, so she's good on the tools. But you know, with the backlog of orders, that tends to kind of catch up. But it's it just depends on the size as well, actually. So small ones are always welcome. They're a bit easier,
quicker.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how you go as your following keeps growing. Come, you know, I'm assuming Christmas this year and those time is going to be really busy. So keeping up to date with that.
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
You'll be busy.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so anyway.
Yeah. So where's the best place for people to go to check out Frank and Friends and see your dog houses?
Well, you can follow our journey on Instagram. We tend to post most of our photos up there, so you have a bit of a lookbook when you're wanting to pick your colours or your design or have a chat with us. Otherwise, we do have a website, which is also in our Instagram bio, and that's frankandfriendsdesign.com.au.
That's right. I mean, anyone that reads the show notes will have the links there for them anyway.
Yeah, so. Cool.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, Sam and Sarah, thanks so much for coming on the Dog Show today. I had a lot of fun chatting about your dog houses, and I hope some people can go check them out as well.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for inviting us.
No worries.